And the referee will look at his watch and blow the whistle for full time here at the Paisley 2021 Stadium. St Mirren thought they'd taken the lead on 46 minutes when David Clarkson was played through by Lauren Shankland, and Clarkson's shot got past Danny Rogers, but the linesman raised his flag. Clarkson was offside, and as a result there hasn't been another goal. It's finished St Mirren 0, Falkirk 0. The first 0-0 at the Paisley 2021 Stadium in well over 3 years. So Barris, what did you make of that match?
I can't believe it ended 0-0 after, you know, you saying, you know, after 3 years it was not going to be a 0-0. You know, we did, before the game we discussed it would have been a good point, but I think tonight it's more 2 points dropped. St Mirren were by far the better side, and again, you know, I hate to say it and I hate to mention it to everyone who's listening, but if, you know, it's another decision, and if TV camera angles have shown, you know, Stephen, if the goal's onside, that is disappointing. It's very disappointing, and you know, that's the standard of, you know, refereeing in Scotland.
Well, I've been told that it looks like it could have been onside, but that's just the opinion of one of our guys down who was watching the match.
Well, yeah, well, and that's the thing. But regardless, even if it was on offside, even if the event didn't happen and it wasn't a goal, you know, at the end of the day, the officials tonight had an absolute shocker. You know, some really strange decisions on both bars, and you worry, because if this is, you know, the standard of refereeing in Scotland, then, you know, God help us all, because it's another game where we're discussing refereeing decisions and we're discussing incompetence, and we shouldn't be. Like I said, we should be really, should be discussing great football. And tonight, you know, St Mirren played some lovely football in the first half. Second half, you know, they were pretty unlucky, but, you know, maybe come the end of May, sorry, the start of May, and, you know, the end of the season, this might be a point well worth gaining.
Yeah, indeed. We said it at the start of the match, you know, Alec Gray probably would have bitten your hand off if you offered him the point at the start of the game, and it's another clean sheet for St Mirren. It's another unbeaten game here at the Paisley 2021 Stadium. It's the first draw under Alec Gray, and it's St Mirren's 50th draw since they moved to the new stadium in 2008.
Yeah, you know, a draw's a draw, and I'm just looking at a league table here, and, you know, St Mirren on 28 points, 4th place three throwers are on 35, and, you know, it's a 7-point difference. They can make it up. Green and Morton, you know, they didn't win tonight. I think they drew 0-0 with Livingston. The big shock of the night was really Queen of the South, you know, winning at Hibs. I don't know if that game's finished or not, but that's how the, you know, it has finished. Yeah, it ended 1-0 between Queen of the South and Hibs. But if you look at the table, you know, St Mirren have still got to play, Stephen, they've still got to play Wraith Rovers here, they've still got to play Green at Morton here, and they still have to play Queen of the South here. Those are winnable matches. Now, this, the next game coming up against Wraith Rovers is a big game, you know, it's a huge game, but at the end of the day, if you've got home games against them, you've got, you know, away games to Alloa, Livingston, Dumbarton, you know, you don't know by then, they might be down, relegated. Some of these teams might have nothing to play for. There is, you know, there's chances there for St Mirren to really exploit this fourth position, and, you know, fair enough, it ended as a draw tonight, and I think St Mirren might be disappointed by that, because they deserved all 3 points, and that would have, you know, put them just 5 points behind Wraith Rovers. But a draw is a draw, and I'm sure Alex Ray, looking back at it, he'll be disappointed with it, but he'll be also pleased that he didn't lose the game.
And there were a few good individual performances from St Mirren today. Who would you give man of the match to, even though it finished 0-0?
I'd probably give it to Jack Baird at the back. I think he was really confident at the back. You know, it was that moment in the first half where John Baird was rushing through on goal, and you're thinking, oh no, so we're not going to be hit by a sucker punch. Thankfully, you know, Baird was able to force him out wide, and, you know, it pleased quite a lot of fans around here. You know, a lot of fans stood up, celebrated that as if it was a goal. And it was the exact same when Keith Watson stopped McHugh there at the end. You know, they celebrated both of them as a goal, St Mirren fans, because they knew how important, you know, a point at least would be. And, you know, Jack Baird did really well tonight. I also need to give a special mention now to Rocco Quinn. I thought Rocco Quinn was superb in midfield. He's, you know, he's an experienced player, Rocco Quinn, a Premiership player, and I keep saying this, you know, someone like him is such a real coup, and I think we might be joined now by Alex Ray.
Yeah, we can go pitch side now to the James Hunter, who's with the manager.
I'm joined now by Alex Ray. Alex, give us your assessment of that 0-0.
Yeah, it was very hard fought. I thought we were a better team. I thought in the first half we could have been 2 or 3 up, and obviously started the second half really well. It was a dubious offside decision. They came into the game for about 20 minutes or so, but we actually kind of weathered that and looked stronger going forward at the death there again. So I'm delighted in relation to how we applied ourselves, what I want from my team in terms of fighting spirit, and I'm disappointed actually. You know, the boys are in there disappointed we never won it.
How much progress do you think that shows, that you're playing a team like Falkirk tonight and you're saying that the boys are actually disappointed that how well they played and that they just couldn't get the result?
Yeah, but the thing is, we've been doing alright for the last, you know, doing a wee while now, so it's not as if it's, you can see it on a weekly basis. I've been doing well more or less every week. I'm actually disappointed with myself that we never got it, because I thought we'd done more than enough to win the game. And but again, it's another point to where we want to get to. But again, we're undefeated at home, which is important for us. And you know, we just need to kind of dust the boys down again and get ready to go again at the weekend.
So you mentioned there the dubious offside goal. How frustrating must that be for you?
Well, the thing is, normally the player's reaction when he scores a goal usually looks at the linesman, but he was away celebrating, so that usually gives you an indication, but until I actually see it back in the footage then. But it was important because we actually started the second half in the manner in which we finished it, so we were pleased with that. And anyway, it's an important point because they're in a bad outfit.
Is it a bit frustrating for maybe David Clarkson? It would have been his first goal tonight, and that's not come off for him.
Well, as I said to you, it's disappointing because it would have been a winning goal, and then obviously Clarkie would have got off the mark. But listen, Clarkie and Shanks are getting everything up there. They're fighting against big, powerful boys every week, and you know, I always feel as if we're starting to get the upper hand on most of them. And you know, but I'm actually pleased and generally about how the team's actually doing. You know, a wee bit of finesse in the final third, a wee bit more craft, and we'll be a decent outfit.
No, looking ahead now to Saturday's game, Raith Rovers away, how difficult is that going to be again?
No, listen, they're still in fourth position. I don't know what the results are tonight, but they're a decent outfit. We've got them a couple of times, twice in the next couple of weeks, so it'll be a similar scenario to Queen of the South. But you know, we've just got to go prepare ourselves, do the analysis, we'll do a debrief of this in the next couple of days as well, take the pros and cons from what we learned from this tonight, and then just do the exact same process as we have been doing.
So just finally, what do you say to the boys going into that game on Saturday then?
Oh, listen, we go in every week. We feel as if, you know, if we've got everybody available to us, we feel as if we can compete with anyone and give anyone a game, and that's a nice place to be, because you're going into the game believing you can get a positive result.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
That was manager Alec Ray, who was pitch side with our reporter James Hunter there. And after what Alec was saying, Sabaris, you look at the next run of fixtures for St Mirren, as he says, it's Raith Rovers, Queen of the South, Livingston, Raith Rovers again, and then Alloa. You look at those five games, you think there's maybe a possibility St Mirren could get 10 or more points from that.
Yeah, no, you'd like to think, no disrespect to, sorry, it was Alloa.
Yeah.
Alloa, you know, Raith at home and Queen of the South at home. Could be 9 points, and then it's a case of, you know, the kind of home and away game. Sorry, the away this weekend. I mean, away this weekend is, I think now, a big match. Tonight, you know, I'm sure Alex Ray there, he was right. You know, it's a point gain, but I think deep down he knows he's maybe a bit disappointed, because you know he got his game plan spot on tonight. He had everything spot on, and it was just the fact that they just couldn't find that touch, and he used the word finesse, and I think that's probably the best way of describing someone. They need finesse at the minute.
Yeah, indeed. That, you could have said that against Dumbarton last weekend. You know, it was that one moment of quality from David Clarkson and Lauren Shanklin that got Shanklin through on goal to score what turned out to be the winner. And potentially, again, it was that one bit of quality against Queen of the South, the Stephen Mallon free kick. If they can get the... I mean, you've seen today, there was 3 or 4 moments of good quality football today from St Mirren, and they just couldn't quite get that ball over the line and have it not ruled offside.
Yeah, no, they just couldn't. And, you know, I look back to that chance for Jordan Stewart at the back post, and I'm just replaying it in my mind again, because I keep, you know, you watch it and you think, you know, he can still take another touch, Jordan Stewart. He can still try and find the bottom corner. And it's just unfortunate, because St Mirren had some good chances tonight. But I also think, you know, we can forget the offside goal for a second. If you look at, you know, Gallagher's chance and, you know, Jordan Stewart's chances, they can take extra touches there, and they can maybe use their left foot, or well, Gallagher's case, sorry, his left foot, rather than trying to from right to left and bend it into the side netting of the goal, which is such a hard skill to do. But yeah, it's the right word that Alex Rowe used in the interview, was finesse, and St Mirren really do need that in the next couple of weeks, because if they want to get this fourth place, they're going to have to start taking chances.
Yeah, indeed they are. One of the players for me that stood out today more than he has done in previous weeks was Callum Gallagher. A few of the fans have said in the last couple of games, you know, that he hasn't really performed as best he could, but today he stepped up to the plate a bit more.
Yeah, I think so, and it's, you know, I think he's down to his own position, because he's not an out and out right winger. He is more of a striker, or, you know, a creative. I wouldn't, maybe a centre forward, not an out and out striker, but he plays in the attacking area. But it was nice to see him tonight, you know, down the right hand side, linking up with Keith Watson. I think the two of them had some good link-up plays. You know, Gallagher would cut in and Watson would run around the outside of him, vice versa. You know, Watson would play a ball in and Gallagher would cut in and try, you know, get across away. And that should be a link that St Mirren can establish now over the next few weeks. You know, if it just depends on what happens, to be honest, because, you know, Callum Gallagher, yes, he played well tonight, but, you know, there's a lot of players vying for positions now at St Mirren, and, you know, tonight a lot of them played really well, and it'll be in the mind of Alex Rowe.
Yeah, indeed it will. Looking back then on that first half, yeah, there were a few good chances for St Mirren. One of them fell to Jordan Stewart, who's another one of the academy graduates from Ralston. Okay, today Kyle McAllister didn't quite get a chance to step into the team, but Stewart started, looked lively for most of the time that he was on. You know, he has scored earlier in the season. Do you think then maybe he's a potential name to put on the team sheet against Raith Rovers next week?
Yeah, no, I think so. You know, that left side's interesting, because you've got, you know, Cooper. I know Cooper's out injured at the minute, but there's a good few players that can, you know, play in that left side. It's just, you know, I look at Jordan Stewart tonight, and I was saying in the previous show, I was disappointed that that Kyle McAllister didn't play, and I was, but, you know, fair play to Jordan Stewart, actually came in, really performed pretty well, and, you know, Alex Rowe got his tactics spot on tonight, playing him on the left-hand side. I'm just kind of gutted that, you know, Jordan Stewart wasn't able to take the chance at the back post.
Yeah, I think a lot of the people were gutted today. You look now at how St Mirren have been able to pick up these points under Alex Rowe that they haven't before, and you look at the resilience they've got at the Paisley 2021 Stadium. They didn't quite get that fourth home league win in a row today, but it's four games undefeated here. We're now joined by St Mirren TV commentator Callum Patterson. And Callum, just a few words on what you thought of the match tonight.
It was a game which probably deserved a goal at one stage or another, because kind of the game grew, didn't it? About half an hour, started seeing chances, a few interesting challenges, and it did warm up on a cool night. But it was one of those where we need something to happen. There was one or two great, you know, the clearance up there by the Falkirk defender in the middle of the second half. We thought they were going to get the goal. I think the offside, I don't know what you guys thought, the offside. We had a few replays, obviously, on the TV, and it looked more and more like it was well inside. I think a point is a fair result for both sides, but I think they've probably maybe ruined one or two chances, both of them.
I mean, for me anyway, you know, there was that chance for Jordan Stewart in the first half, there was one for Callum Gallagher, there was one for Lauren Shankland, and this is one for Stephen Malin when the goalkeeper was in no man's land. Then in the second half you had the goal ruled offside. When I look back on the match, the only thing I can really think that Falkirk had a chance was that one when John Baird got through one-on-one with the goalkeeper, and Jack Baird got recovered brilliantly to see him out wide. So, for me anyway, it looked like St Mirren probably deserved to win the match.
Yeah, I mean, and probably clear-cut chances, St Mirren maybe shaded it. There wasn't an awful lot of clear-cut chances. But Yeah, I mean, obviously Craig Sibbald smashed the crossbar as well, which is a good chance, and then he followed that up with a decent strike. So that was one big moment. But yeah, Jack Beggar was thanking his lucky stars about that he got back and sorted himself out, because otherwise he had a decent game. John Baird was lively, but wasn't, you know, he was kind of ushered out for most part. But yeah, there was, as I said, a couple of chances Mirren had as well. You know, the one with Shank on the mall in the first half, there was a couple of moments both sides had defensively. So yeah, there was chances, maybe St Mirren with a couple of more clear cut. But you know, I was really expecting Falkirk. I don't know if they knew what was happening obviously elsewhere, because Hibs have lost and Queen of the South scored with 10-12 minutes to go. I was expecting Falkirk maybe going, if not push on, just try and maybe have a bit more of a goal, which may have seen them getting picked off at the other end. I was kind of speculating that up on the TV, but it didn't really happen. It kind of looked like that with 5 minutes ago, both sides were happy with the point.
Yeah, it did a little bit. Of course, Falkirk found it very difficult to get out their own half in those last 5-10 minutes. When you look through that team sheet today, one player that stood out for me a bit more than any of the others in recent weeks anyway was Callum Gallagher. The last couple of games he hasn't looked at his best, but today seemed to step it up a level.
Yeah, he kind of worked well with Watson. I mean, Watson didn't maybe bomb on quite as much as he sometimes does, but they kind of linked up well. Certainly second half I think he came into even more. I mean, I don't know what the fans will think, but I think Clarkson played really well. Okay, he hasn't scored yet for St Mirren, but he does really link up well with Shankland and, say, with Gallagher on the right, sort of whipping in a couple of good balls, watching as well. I really like the sort of, you know, the way at times they try to work things. There's one or two balls and one or two moments where you kind of thought, I don't know if it's a nervous thing or maybe being at home still or, you know, I don't know. But there's a couple of times where you thought, play the ball through, and they kind of just died a little bit, either Shankland or Gallagher. But you know, a lot of these guys are still young, still learning. But certainly positive against Falkirk and matched that game back in, I think, 1924. Was it the 1st of March? It was 0-0, so repeat, I can't remember it, but you know, it was a
yeah, I saw that on the Twitter earlier on. Yeah. That's today was the first 0-0 draw at the Paisley 2021 Stadium since January 2014. So it's 2 years and about 45 games without a 0-0. So the St Mirren fans can't really complain, can they?
No, well, we'll give them that. Well, it's only the second time this season in the league, in action, all competitions where they've not scored. The other was against Rangers earlier in the campaign. So they do score here. They concede here. They've started winning here. So let's hope with, as I mentioned as well, just at the tail end of the TV, some big games ahead. Queen of the South, I don't know if I was sick of the sight of Queen of the South, playing them 3 times in about 6 weeks, but a team that have won today back in the top four, Wraith drew, so, you know, the Wraith lost, sorry, against Rangers, so Wraith are now in the top four, sort of, Frey still in fourth, but they've at least closed a little bit of a gap. They play Wraith next, St Mirren. They've got Wraith later in the month, Livingston down near the bottom, so there's potential here before some bigger games and maybe tougher games in April, that if they can get some serious points from the next few games ahead throughout March, you know, there's a squeak of a chance.
Yeah, definitely. Just looking at that table after Wraith Rovers lost, that's them still on 35 points, played 25. Morton, I think, drew today, so that's them on 32, played 27. Queen of the South move above Morton, they're on 34 now after the win against Hibs, played 25. St Mirren just lagging a bit behind on 28, having played 26. So Wraith Rovers and Queen of the South got a little bit of advantage in that they've got games in hand, but St Mirren certainly aren't out of it yet.
No, absolutely not. See, yeah, 35 points Wraith have got. 34 Queen of the South, 32 Morton, 28 St Mirren. Dumbarton obviously behind St Mirren have played 26. So that's the only thing you'd say, that Wraith and Queen of the South have played a game less. Morton have played a game more. They just take points of each other, don't they, in this league? Hibs have clearly going through a rough spell. Obviously they're miles clear, Falkirk as well. So the battle for fourth place heats up. Not to dampen anyone's hearts or anything. I think we said that at Hibs a few weeks ago. Whoever finishes fourth, it's not going to get up this season, I think, unless they do seriously well in the playoffs, because the way the top three have been. But I mean, if you can get to the playoffs, I mean, it's a few extra games, more gate money, and a bit of excitement, because the playoffs have been a really good addition, and at least it gives them a shout, because it is like cup football, I suppose, the playoffs. So there's always hope, but I think probably more hope than expectation, whoever finishes fourth. But obviously we'll hope it's a Mirren.
Well, I mean, you can look at that league table and maybe say that fourth place isn't going to get promoted, but in a hypothetical scenario, it's potential that there is a big potential that Falkirk could finish second. Hibs have to go through those two extra games first. And the way that Hibs are playing at the moment, you wouldn't put it past teams like St Mirren, Morton, Queen of the South to get a good result away from home and potentially beat them at home in the playoff. And then, you know, on tonight's performance anyway, St Mirren would definitely have a chance of beating Falkirk.
Yeah, I think the way it's worked out, Falkirk have got a slightly better home record. I think it's always hard to go to the Falkirk Stadium. But I think they've had their little blip. Falkirk, okay, they've drew tonight. They're going to be difficult. Hibs, they'll probably bounce back. But yeah, the extra games could play a part. And say whoever finishes fourth, it'll be difficult. But at least it's a few extra games. The playoffs are a bit of a lottery, a bit of a cup occasionally. So we'll see what happens. But let's say it's a big, big march, because there's when you've got like Hibs to play and Rangers, you know, at home. You know, that makes life a lot difficult when you're probably, if you're going having to go to like the last game of the season against Rangers and having to need 3 points, for example.
Yeah, indeed. Well, thank you very much, Callum, for your input. We'll let you go.
Cheers, thank you.
Get a bit warmer inside now. So as we were saying, St Mirren's next game is on Saturday. They play Raith Rovers at Starks Park, the 3 o'clock kickoff. We'll be live on air at 10 to 3 as usual from Kirkcaldy. Sabaris, looking forward to that. Raith Rovers, bit of a not the best run at the moment. You know, they did beat Morton, I think it was, like at the weekend, but there's potential there, especially after St Mirren went to Kirkcaldy and got the point, that they could maybe get something a little bit better this time.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, Callum was right, saying that teams just take off points off each other, and you know, that's what's going to happen towards the end of the season. It's about I think this fourth place scenario will go all the way down maybe to the last game of the season. But it's really important for St Mirren to try and at least get a point away at Raith. Raith are, they're solid at home, you know, they're a good side. But I think, you know, St Mirren, given how they performed tonight, I think maybe they can go there. And even if they can sneak a win, that'd be great. But again, a draw isn't too bad considering the opposition and considering where Raith are on the table.
Yeah, indeed. So you've got Stephen Mallon on 9 goals this season. You've got Lauren Shankland on 6, and then you've got Scott Agnew and Callum Gallagher on 5, who haven't quite been scoring in the last few weeks. So you're going to think that Mallon and Shankland are going to be St Mirren's top goal threats. But then when you look at a team like Falkirk, who've got John Baird on 17, it definitely makes a massive difference when you've got a striker who you can almost rely on to score at will.
It's always about consistency, to be honest. And you look at Falkirk, and they've got that. A few of the teams have that. You look at, you know, Hibs, obviously, Rangers, Jason Cummings, Martin Waghorn, you know. But it's, and even if you look at like the likes of Queen of the South, you've got Derek Lyle, and you look at St Mirren, and Lawrence Shankland, David Clarkson, they are probably going to be the front two. But you know, one of them really has to score soon. Maybe Clarkson, even, because Clarkson had that unbelievable run of, was it, he scored in, I don't know how many games in a row, but
yeah, I think it was 8 in a row at the start of the season for Dundee.
And that was an insane scoring record, and you'd like to see that being replicated here. And I think for Shankland and Clarkson, it's a case of getting one goal and then the goals will eventually flow. And tonight, you know, it's unfortunate that Clarkson, you know, his goal's chopped off, but well, I mean, what can you do? At least he's in the right positions, and at least a pair of them now look like a partnership and they look good.
Yeah, indeed. And another player that was picked out for a little bit of criticism potentially from some of the fans was David Clarkson. You know, he didn't have the best of games at Ibrox last weekend. He did look a bit swamped by the Rangers' defence at times, but today he definitely stepped that up a level.
Yeah, I know he did, and I was really impressed by Clarkson tonight. I was impressed by the pair of them, actually, and I think that was down to, you know, Alex Ray's tactics of, he spotted that Volks and Watson at the back weren't the most comfortable, and Clarkson really did well. His hold-up play was good, his link-up play was good, and he was getting in behind the Falkirk defence. It's just, like I said, it's just a shame that the goal's been ruled out, but he's getting in the right positions. He's creating chances for himself. It's just a case of taking one, and then I'm sure, you know, he might go on a run, or Shankland might as well.
Yeah, of course. If they can get that first goal, you think maybe they could go on a run, maybe they could score. And you've got to look at the next few teams that they play. You know, they've scored quite a few against Livingston this season. You know, they've beaten Alloa twice. So, okay, they're a little bit further on in the run. They've got Raith Rovers and Queen of the South first. But hopefully they can maybe get a new, a better run going on in the next few games.
Yeah, no, it's just a case of, you know, it's just a run of games. And the home, you know, you look at the home form, I think Falkirk would have been surprised tonight, given that, you know, Sinburn, I think Falkirk expected less of a test in that respect. Falkirk didn't really come here prepared as, you know, as what Sinburn did. And Sinburn looked quite dangerous now at home. And before that, they didn't. They looked quite disjointed. So, and away from home, they've been quite solid away from home. So, I expect them to do, you know, pretty well now, Simon, and hopefully they can kick on and try and get this elusive four spot.
Okay.